tell you what I'm gonna do. And I'll tell you what you would do. Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
What she thinks of me. Convincing me that I'm the man no other man will
ever be.
So I tell you what I'm gonna do.
Tell you what you would do.
And I tell you what you would do. Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
Said I'm gonna live up
she thinks.
Said I'm gonna live up
to what she thinks.
To what she thinks of me.
Sorry if I sound conceited, but I think I'm better than you. Better than you. If you had this girl of mine, I think that you'd be bragging.
And so there we go, from 1966 on Detroit's Rictic label. There is Live Up to What She Thinks by the Fantastic Four, which was a big record for the guys back in the day. And live on the line from Detroit, I've got the Fantastic Four, Wayne Dixon, Ray Ward, Leroy Seabrooks and Jerry Brooks. And there is another member that's not with you at the moment.
James Campbell.
James Campbell, fantastic. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining me here on Radio Newark. It's a pleasure to speak to you. So, tell me a little about the Fantastic Four and, well, I mean, the scene, the music scene in Detroit is legendary, not just in the States, but over here as well, in England and in Europe. And the Fantastic Four were the flagship band of local label Rictic, which was, it was actually giving Motown a run for its money in the mid-60s, wasn't it?
Yes, indeed. Barry Gordy, he had to, well, he eventually wound up buying up most of his competition here in town, and but yeah, they made some noise on the outer fringes. Westbound Records, Rictic, Wesley Roy, come on, old school. So yeah, they so he, Barry Gordy, he didn't want anybody stealing his thunder. So
that's right, you're buying up the competition.
That's right.
And you were certainly proving to be competition for him, because your first single on Rictic, your debut single, The Whole World is a Stage, that peaked at number six, that's straight in at number six. And you had a good run of hits with Rictic. They were a great label for you.
Yeah, Sweet James had a phenomenal sound. And that was a big record. Still is. Still the test of time.
Rictic as a label posed that much of a threat to Motown that, as you say, he bought the label and you guys came on board along with the transaction. How was that? How did that feel? I mean, when a company buys another company, I mean, it's a bit exciting for the employees. It's also a little bit scary because you've got an uncertain future. You were one of the guys that actually came through and ended up recording?
Yes. The Fantastic Four was the number one act at Rictic Records. They were right on the heels of the Temptations. And some songs, they were just as good or better, okay? And then you had the Funk Brothers, who came over from Motown, Rictic. They moonlighted, well, back and forth with Rictic and Motown. He had that sound, and Barry Gordy just couldn't take it no more. You know, he he purchased Rick Tick Records so that he can sell the Fantastic Four, but they weren't going for that. They wanted out, and they got out, and they went to Westbound Records. They thought that the Fantastic Four was over, but they came back with Alvin Stone. Have a Little Mercy.
Yeah, great album. I've got that in my collection. I think everybody should have Alvin Stone. It's just such a great album from start to finish. Motown, you recorded quite a lot of stuff, but there was very little got put out, I think. Do you think that was because you sounded too much like the Temptations? I mean, when J.J. Barnes came across from Rick Tick to Motown, the word around the campfire is that he posed a bit of a threat to Marvin Gaye because he sounds so similar. And so his contract was shelved. Well, he was tied into a contract, but he wasn't allowed any output. Do you think you posed too much of a threat to the Temptations? Because you actually recorded an album, but Motown didn't release it.
Well, yes, A.D. Now, the original member who initially formed the group was a gentleman by the name of Ralph Pruitt. And Ralph got into some trouble, and there was a lot of internal problems with the group. And that was probably one of the main reasons why a lot of their material back at that time was being shelved. Ralph was the sole surviving original member, and he attempted to keep the group going by putting us together. The first ones he contacted, and then Leroy, James, and Ray.
A.D.
Hello.
Wayne here.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah, also, I think you were on the right track, because James's voice was competition. And like J.J. Barnes, they were a threat. And the group was a threat. And they put us on the shelf. Thank God we moved on.
Absolutely. Well, before we move on, I just want to play your first single on Motown. It was on the Soul label. And this is Pinpoint It Down. We'll be back in a moment to talk about Westbound, the move to Westbound Records.
Even all of my affections too. Oh, now that
So from 1968 on Motown subsidiary Soul label, there's the Fantastic Four. Pinpoint It Down. I'm joined in the studio by current members Wayne Dixon, Ray Ward, Leroy Seabrooks and Jerry Brooks. Guys, your stint at Motown came to an end after a couple of years and you went to Westbound. Tell me about that. Because at Westbound, okay, your first album was, it was a real great LP. Alvin Stone, Life and Death of a Gangster.
Yes, that was a... Something that was misunderstood at the time. It was involving a lot of gunplay and pretty.
Just the title.
Yeah.
The Life of a Gangster. Yeah. And with the reputation that Detroit had as far as, you know, murder and with all, so that didn't really fit too well.
No, but despite the title, it's full of really nice, mellow, soulful tunes.
That's Al Kent, great Al Kent.
Oh, the great Al Kent. Followed you from Rictic.
He's still alive and well.
Oh, really? Oh, excellent. I'm pleased to hear that.
Yes. We got a meeting coming up this Thursday with Al Kent. He's got some new material that he wants to try on us.
Oh, right. Excellent. That's exciting. So he's still writing?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Wow, can't wait to hear that then. That'll be great. You need to keep me in the loop on that one then, please, gents. And you make it, I'll play it. So your time at Westbound, you had four LPs in 3 years. That's some good output. And your final LP on Westbound in 1978, Bring Your Own Funk, actually broke the UK charts.
Oh wow,
okay.
Yeah, it did. So there we are. In the 80s, then, the band took a bit of a hiatus. You took a step back from music?
Well, actually, no. We James, myself, we made changes in the lineup. We were doing local venues around the city, and we were sharpening our tools. We hung in there, and then people started to pass away.
Yeah, well, they do have an habit of doing that, don't they?
Yes.
Didn't James kind of go solo a little bit there, too?
Yes, James did. That's when he connected with Ian Levine.
Ah, right. Yes, of course. Ian Levine's very well known over here. Big wheel.
Yeah, 1993, Ian Levine. He took us to United Sounds.
Right.
Studio in Detroit, famous United Sounds. And he did a lot of projects there. I assume he did well.
Well, yes, yeah, that's right. He sort of specialised in getting 60s and 70s soul artists and reworking their material and putting it back out again, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah,
good. Well, that's all right. It gives a bit of renewed exposure, so that's a good thing.
And after people started to pass on, like you said, Ralph Pruitt, one of the original members, he kept his vision, him and his brother Joe Pruitt. They promised and pledged to put a new group together, which they did. And this is where the new Fantastic Four comes in. I gotta tell you, these guys are first class, and they are on point. They dance and sing. They got new material.
Oh, good stuff. So are you still touring locally around Detroit, or is it across America? Do you ever have any plans to come across to the UK?
Yes. I don't know if you know Phil Dix.
No, I'm not familiar with the gentleman, no.
Oh, okay. Well, he's looking to bring us over in August.
He's a DJ similar to you.
To you.
And he's the one that more or less put the Toy to Go-Go together.
He's the owner of it.
Yeah, what a great event that must be. I mean, I've seen the lineup for this year. Of course, you chaps are going to be there, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, who else is on the bill? It looks like a real feast. J.J. Barnes?
Everybody.
The Vandellas, Chris Peterson, it'd be great to see.
Carolyn Crawford, Kim Weston, Pat Lewis, Velvet.
Wow.
Contours.
Yeah.
JJ
Barnes.
Dynamics.
Great stuff.
Carl Carlson.
And that's happening on the weekend. It's a 5-day soul event, isn't it? 24th to 28th of October in Detroit. That's called Detroit a Go-Go. You can find the details out on Facebook of that great event there and still book tickets. So everybody's got a chance to get yourselves across to Detroit for what is going to be a fantastic weekend. Right, let's have a listen to some of your new stuff. This is from a couple of years ago called Solid Relationship.
Not long ago. I didn't have anything to show, not even a bug.
I want to talk about your new material, please. We just heard Solid Relationship. Who wants to talk to me about that?
That was a tune that was written by one of our band members, our keyboard player, a gentleman by the name of Bill Malone, and another partner of mine has a studio at his home. His name is Don Shaw. He's more or less the recording engineer and producer of Solid Relationship. He's also producer and using his recording facilities to do the new tune called Let Love Flow.
All right.
Solid Relationship is available on iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby, etc. And soon to be available for sale as well on those same outlets will be Let Love Flow. Let Love Flow was written by another one of our band members. He's another keyboard player. He does a lot of string and horn parts on the keyboard. And his name is Steve Jackson. He's also, I don't know if you're familiar, but he wrote this hustle tune called The Turbo Hustle. Real popular all over the world. Everyone's doing the Turbo Hustle dance.
Right. Has it got anything to do with Van McCoy's Hustle?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. That was a shot in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, it's in that same vein.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a song that a dance was created after, and caught fire and took off all around the world. And he's got a couple other things that have been released and had a certain degree of success. Ballroom 101 and One Wish. So he's a pretty good writer.
This is Ray Ward. What's happening, too, you probably already know, there's a dance craze all across the country right now, and that is the hustle. In Chicago, they call it stepping. People in the mature age group, if you will, love going out for hustle classes. And so what we plan on doing, it's Jerry's idea, and I think it's a good one, is to infuse some hustle-type material in our show. And
capture that audience.
You know, of course, yeah, and ballroom and hustle and get that crowd going. And then once we get them in there, of course, you know, we're going to honor, as usual, the Fantastic Four catalog, which is quite vast and great material that you don't hear anymore. So we're just honored to be able to keep that music alive in the midst of this group.
It's still filling floors in England and Europe, I can promise you that. Your material's quite regular in the rare and underplayed scene across the UK at the moment. So,
that's what's so amazing to me, the fact that over in the UK, that music is bigger than it is here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, some tracks can change hands for, I don't know, thousands of dollars just for a 45.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to look in my basement.
Honestly, you do, yeah. You do. But do you have any unreleased material from back in the day? Do you still have rights to any of that?
Well, the latest I heard was that Lost album by Fantastic Four that Motown released. I don't know if there's anything else on a vault somewhere.
I don't know, because there was a CD released a few years ago by another UK label, Ace Records, A.D. Crowsdale's outfit. And that was a lot of Motown stuff that came out of the vault. But I don't... What was that called? The Lost Motown album, it was called. That was in 2015. So that got a lot of previously... Oh, actually... Yeah, that was the LP that was going to be released and got shelved, and it's got 13 bonus tracks.
Right. So, I got a copy of that.
You get a copy, or you've got a copy?
I do have a copy of that.
Fantastic, yeah. Yeah, it's a nice find. Because, you see, that's really fanning the flame at the moment, the unreleased stuff, because people remember groups like the Fantastic Four for the big tracks, and the rare and crossover scene at the moment, they tend to be spinning those tunes over because the tracks that were appealing in the 60s and 70s, the B-sides, because we're a more ageing audience, we're looking for the slower tunes, so you often flip it over and there's some magic on there. And then, of course, there's all the stuff that wasn't released. So there's a lot of people, especially from England and Europe, digging through the old master tapes and re-releasing them. Or not re-releasing them, but putting them out. So I'm talking people like 6ix9ine Records in Newcastle, Cannonball Records across in Italy, Cordial Recordings in London, Super Disco Edits, that's Russell Payne's outfit. So, and that's beside...
Sounds like a tour for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's an awful lot of interest, and these things are flying. I mean, the records are only being pressed in sort of 300 or 500 copies, but they're flying out the door. And the only reason they're not pressed in larger quantities is because, of course, you've got the big risk that this is new stuff and it's hitting the market. And so it's a bit of a leap of faith to issue it. But there's a lot of people doing very well out of it.
Wow.
Mm, yeah, exciting times. It is. There's a lot of take-up. I mean, last month I was in Blackpool, which is a coastal resort in England, and they had 6,000 people crammed into a five-room venue, right, to watch Anne Sexton, Nolan Porter, Eloise Laws, Patty Austin, and, oh dear, there was another one, oh, Margie Joseph, how could I forget Margie Joseph? And, I mean, the audience, I think I was the youngest one there, and I'm 51, but the audience were mad for it. They were up dancing till 3 and 4 in the morning. The artists had a great time. They'd come down and mingle at the end. But to attract 6,000 people to watch music, to appreciate music that's 40 years old, and if not more, it really is a good time for artists such as yourselves.
Yeah, this Rodriguez was a Motown artist. I was on times here in Detroit, suburbs of Detroit, and unbeknownst to him, the only album that he recorded was selling like hotcakes, South Africa. And he was actually, at the time, he was actually bigger than Elvis Presley on him. I forget the name of it. It might even have named it Rodriguez.
All right, I'll still see if I could dig that out.
He had a couple of DJs down in South Africa. They eventually tracked him down. They thought he had passed away. Mm-hmm. And they eventually was able to bring him over to South Africa to a packed out stadium. He got one of the local bands to back him up because they all knew his stuff. His stuff was, all his material was legendary. And so it was quite a story.
Great stuff. Yeah, I'm not aware of that. I shall see if I can find something on YouTube.
Yeah, he's still traveling all over the world performing.
Great. No, I've got to admit, I'm quite up on Motown, but I've not heard of him, so I shall have to try a bit harder. And you see, that's the thing about music: the more you know about soul music, the more you know you don't know about it, and things like this just come up at you. You're just not aware. So thanks for that. I shall investigate. Right,
are you,
guys. So
are you aware that? I'm sorry, this is Wayne. Are you aware that George Clinton was involved in that tune you mentioned? Up to what she thinks?
No. George Clinton's just been just done a UK tour, you know. He was in the next city to me.
He wrote that song.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, those two tunes, Live Up to What She Thinks and Pinpointed Down.
Yeah.
We had never even heard of them before. Phil Dick brought those to our attention. He said those are two of the tunes that we would have to do at the Go-Go. So we had to learn those right away for the Go-Go.
Yeah. So when you go to the Go-Go, does the promoter tell you what songs you've got to play, or do you get to choose them yourself?
Yes, he tells us what the crowd is going to be looking for. Like I said, we weren't familiar with those songs, and we looked them up on YouTube, and were kind of surprised about the number of hits that each one of those songs had. They had more hits than the ones that we thought were the big hits, like The Whole World of Stage and I Love Madly.
That's the thing, you see, taste changes, people get older, and so you get a second bite of the cherry, surely. Talking about your new stuff, we've spoken about Solid Relationship and Let Love Flow. Where can people buy your new material, guys? Because you are still performing, you're still rehearsing, you're still recording. You must have lots of stuff that people are just not aware of at the moment. Where can they find it?
Yeah, the Solid Relationship is available on iTunes and CD Baby, Spotify, you know, all of the regular media, electronic media. We also have some discs that we carry in our trunk. You know, we do live performance locally as well. We just finished the final mix on Let Love Flow, available, I think within the week, it's available. CD Baby.
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon.
iTunes,
yeah.
Amazon, etc. Yeah.
AD.
Yes.
I want you to meet James. Oh, you just got here.
Ah, oh, how'd you do? I heard the guard dog in the background.
How's it going?
Pretty good, thank you. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm fair. Can't complain.
Lovely. Keep going.
No, can't complain. Wouldn't do no good in no way.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Love it. So have you just come for a rehearsal tonight then, or are you just finishing a rehearsal?
We're just starting.
You're just starting. Excellent.
Yeah. Lovely. A meeting / rehearsal. That's usually what Mondays are about.
Oh, I see. Right. Have you got anything else that you'd like to cover before we finish?
No, AD, that's... we greatly appreciate you, and tell hello to Larry Dixon for getting us together.
Larry's adorable. Larry's adorable. I talk to him every day. Bless him.
Yeah, he's inspiration. hopefully we can put something together if you have us over there.
Yeah. Well, I say I'm not a promoter myself, but I might be able to put you in touch with some people who are. So we'll see what we can do.
All right. Yeah.
Lovely, right, guys? Thank you very much for giving up your time, and it's been absolute...
Don't go. We want to give you some harmony before we leave.
Oh, great.
We're singing group.
Great.
Jerry, where you at?
Great stuff. Let's
Jerry
have it.
Left the room for a second. He'll be back here in a minute.
All right.
We got this little piece that we do called Thank You.
All right.
We want to thank you. And we want to thank you with some harmony before you close out the show. Give us a C, Jerry.
Let me see.
We Thank you.
That was beautiful. Do you know, I'm 51, and that's the first time anybody's sung to me since my dad put me to bed as a child.
Thanks a lot, man.
Excellent. Excellent. Right, thanks, guys. It's been a blast. And
thank you, AD.
Well, I look forward to hearing your new output and hopefully meeting you if you ever come across to the UK. So we're going to play out now.
Go ahead.
I'm going to play out now with your forthcoming release. This is called Let Love Flow.
Let love flow.
Search for someone. You search high and low without the right outcome. And one day when you are at an all-time low, you see this angel across the dance floor.
Let love flow. I think that love could grow. Let love flow. I think that love could grow.
As you approach her beauty radiates. You ask her to dance, her smile captivates. You whisper in her ear, you move with such grace. And would you know, the night away. And she said,
let love flow.
Let it flow.
I think that love could grow.
I think our love could grow.
Let it
flow.
I think that love could grow.
I think our love could grow.
Let love
flow. Oh, let it flow.
I think that love could grow.
something.